You're listening to SBS News.
At a park in the inner city Melbourne suburb of Richmond, a group of primary school aged children play tag while their mums talk about the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines for 5 to 11 year olds. Faiza Mahat is a mother of four and of Somalian heritage. She's looking forward to her three primary school aged children getting vaccinated.
The last couple of months we've been seeing a lot of kids getting the virus because obviously they're not vaccinated, and it's, you know, because the vaccine will protect them, you know, being very ill, and yeah, it's a good opportunity. I can't wait for my kids to get vaccinated.
Her 8-year-old daughter Safa hopes it will mean less time off school, but she's a little unsure about getting the vaccine.
Kind of scared, but I'll try to be brave. Because you never know that if you have COVID and like you have to get tested, because you can get COVID like any time.
Vietnamese-born Hawa Duran has a 13-year-old daughter who's immunised. She thinks vaccinating her 6-year-old son Andy will be a tricky proposition.
Kids always scared of the needle, but I think when the vaccine comes, so absolutely, he will get the jab. Yeah.
In the nearby Richmond housing estate, many residents have Vietnamese, Chinese, African or Timorese heritage. Exceptionally high vaccination rates have been achieved in its 5 high-rise towers led by North Richmond Community Health. Its high-risk accommodation response project, headed by Laura O'Shea, has spread information about the vaccination of people 12 and older. She says immunising 5 to 11-year-olds is a critical next step.
Double-dose vaccination in adults has been sort of instrumental in causing a reduced number of outbreaks, but unfortunately what we are seeing is the positive cases are often children in that school age cohort, which, you know, we're hearing across the board in Australia, children are sort of now disproportionately affected with current COVID outbreaks because they have been ineligible for vaccination to this point.
From January 10, children aged 5 to 11 years will be eligible for the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. They'll receive 2 doses 8 weeks apart. The dose is a third of that approved for those aged 12 and over. Ms O'Shea says her team is poised to swing into action once again. The medical centre employs about 20 community members speaking over 15 languages who will support families through the vaccination process.
To provide the information in language, to provide the information by our incredible community staff who understand the concerns that their different cultural groups have, and so we address those as they come up. So they are our intellect, and they basically create our strategy for the different community groups and the concerns that they have, because sometimes they'll be a little bit different.
The Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia says it's important that culturally and linguistically diverse communities nationwide are given access to reliable, simple information about the vaccination of 5 to 11-year-olds in their language. Its chief executive, Mohamed Al-Kafaji, says over the course of the pandemic, governments along with health departments have gotten significantly better at addressing the needs of migrant and refugee communities.
Communities really need one-on-one engagement, and that's why it's important to activate all of our networks, our members, and give and support local communities, local organisations on the ground to engage with their communities. They know them best. They know what the challenges are. There is nothing better than in-language support, especially at face-to-face engagement.
An immunisation expert at Melbourne's Royal Children's Hospital, Dr. Margie Danchin, would like to see children immunised against COVID-19 as soon as possible, before the new school year.
It's important that children 5 to 11 get vaccinated, even though in the most part clinical infection is quite mild and a very small proportion of children get admitted to hospital. We don't want them to get COVID or to get seriously unwell. But also, very importantly, there are indirect benefits, including reducing transmission in households, in the community and in schools, and also enabling kids to be able to go to school safely and freely without needing to come home and quarantine or get COVID in the school setting.
Health experts say it's important for children with asthma to get vaccinated, as the respiratory infection can trigger flare-ups. The immunisation's already been rolled out to 5-year-olds in parts of Europe, the United States and Canada. Common side effects include a sore arm, headache, fatigue and chills.
Fortunately, those side effects occur less commonly than in the teenagers and the young adults. But there are some rare and more serious side effects, such as myocarditis or pericarditis, which is being monitored very closely in this age group, that has been detected in the older teenage and age group and young people.
Inflammation of the heart muscle or heart lining has been reported most commonly in males. The immunisation's already been rolled out to primary school-aged children in the United States, Canada and parts of Europe. In Australia, the vaccine will be available through GPs, pharmacies and state and territory clinics. Young children may feel anxious about getting the shot. Dr. Anthea Rhodes is a paediatrician at the Royal Children's Hospital in Melbourne and has tips on how to make the immunisation experience as positive as possible for them.
Children will feel less concerned if they are more informed and they have some control. So talk to them about things that they are able to be in control of, perhaps which day you're going to take them for the vaccination, where they'll go, who might go with them. Also important to be honest but not frightening with your information. Talk about the vaccine might feel like a pinch or a poke. It will be over very quickly. It's important not to use words like pain and jab or needle, because sometimes those things are frightening for children. And it's always a good idea to talk about a reward. You do have to remember that you will have to be doing this more than once, so keep that realistic. And this is one of those rare occasions where a lollipop might be absolutely okay.
North Richmond Community Health is looking at ways to incentivise getting the jab. When over 12s became eligible for immunisation, Laura O'Shea says the clinic partnered with a youth hub to bring in and engage young people.
So we had DJs there and, a slushy machine. And it's really important we, have different strategies depending on which cohort we're trying to engage with.
For children with a disability or special needs, having a vaccination may be challenging. Dr. Anthea Rhodes says supports will be available for them.
Perhaps they have difficulties with stimulation or sensory situations, so like children on the autism spectrum, for example. Having a vaccination might be particularly stressful or challenging for those children and their parents. There will be options, certainly in Victoria, of low stimulation pathways through the vaccine hubs. Important for parents to talk early with their GP or wherever they choose to have that vaccine done about making sure that it's done in a sensitive and careful way.
Children with a fear of needles may be able to access services that feature a distraction, such as virtual reality headsets.
And for children who have more entrenched needle phobia, they can actually access hospital-based services where they can receive some sedation for their immunisation if that's needed.
Diwa Kwan, SBS News.